Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Washington Senators and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Buddy Meyer. Batting second. The left fielder, Heinie Maynisch. Batting third. The center fielder, Sam Rice. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Joe Cronin. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Carl Reynolds. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Joe Judge. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Aussie Bluge. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mo Berg. Batting ninth. The pitcher, General Crowder. Pitching for the Washington Senators, General Crowder. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Johnny Whatwood. Batting second. The second baseman, Marty McManus. Batting third. The right fielder, Earl Webb. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Smee Jolly. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Urbane Pickering. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Tom Oliver. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Hal Rein. Batting eighth. The catcher, Benny Tate. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Klein. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Bob Klein. And now, play ball. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is called out on strikes. One out. Heinie Maynisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynisch hits a ball on the ground towards first. Whatwood scoops it up and throws to first, with Klein covering, for the out. Two outs. Sam Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards first. Whatwood scoops it up and throws to first, with Klein covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood hits a line drive towards third. Bluge reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bluge fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Crowder fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin bunts towards the mound. Klein fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McManus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Judge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judge takes first base on ball four. Aussie Bluge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bluge hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McManus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Urbane Pickering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pickering hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Pickering moves to second. Hal Rein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rein hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Reynolds, who is chasing the ball. Rein reaches third base with a triple. Pickering scores. Oliver goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate bunts towards the mound. Crowder fields it and throws to first for the out. Rein scores. Two outs. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Bob Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 0-for-1 in the game. Whatwood hits a fly ball into right field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Mo Berg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg takes first base on ball 4. General Crowder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowder hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pickering fields it and throws to first for the out. Berg moves to second. One out. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0-for-1 in the game. Meyer hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Berg scores. That run is unearned. It's 3-1, Red Sox. Heinie Maynisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynisch is 0-for-1 in the game. Maynisch hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Meyer moves to second. Two outs. Sam Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-1 in the game. Rice hits a fly ball into left field. Jolly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Senators 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McManus takes first base on ball 4. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0-for-1 in the game. Webb bunts towards the mound. Crowder catches it and throws to first to double up McManus. Two outs. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Jolly hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Rice. Jolly reaches second base with a double. Urbane Pickering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pickering is 0-for-1 in the game. Pickering hits a fly ball into center field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0-for-1 in the game. Cronin hits a fly ball into left field. Jolly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-1 in the game. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Joe Judge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judge is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Judge hits a fly ball into right field. Webb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Aussie Bludge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Tate for a passed ball. Reynolds moves to third. Aussie Bludge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bludge is 0-for-1 in the game. Bludge hits a fly ball into left field. Jolly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Senators 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal Rhine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhine is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Rhine strikes out. 2 outs. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 0-for-0 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Tate hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Meyer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Mo Berg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Berg hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. General Crowder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowder is 0-for-1 in the game. Crowder hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Klein fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0-for-2 in the game. Meyer hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Oliver. Meyer reaches second base with a double. Crowder moves to third. Heinie Maynisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynisch is 0-for-2 in the game. Maynisch hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rhine fields it and throws to home for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Senators 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dave Harris now playing left field. Bob Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Klein hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Meyer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 0-for-2 in the game. Whatwood hits a ball on the ground towards first. Judge scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Whatwood for the out. Two outs. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. McManus hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Rice. McManus reaches second base with a double. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0-for-2 in the game. Webb takes first base on ball 4. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Jolly hits a fly ball into left field. Harris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Sam Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-2 in the game. Rice hits a fly ball into right field. Webb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0-for-2 in the game. Cronin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pickering fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Reynolds takes first base on ball 4. Joe Judge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judge is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Judge hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Oliver. Judge reaches second base with a double. Reynolds goes all the way around to score. Judge moves to third. It's 3-2, Red Sox. Ossie Bludge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bludge is 0-for-2 in the game. Bludge strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Senators 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Urbain Pickering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pickering is 0 for 2 in the game. Pickering hits a line drive towards third. Bludge reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Oliver hits a fly ball into center field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Rein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rein is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got two RBIs. Rein hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Bluch settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Senators 2. The Senators will come to bat. Mo Berg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Berg hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rein scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. General Crowder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowder is 0 for 2 in the game. Crowder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Meyer hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McManus misplays the ball. That's an error on McManus. Meyer moves to second. Dave Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Tate settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Senators 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Tate hits a pop-up towards short. Cronin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Klein strikes out. Two outs. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 0 for 3 in the game. Whatwood hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Rice. Whatwood reaches second base with a double. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. McManus hits a ball on the ground into left field. Harris picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Harris. Whatwood scores. McManus moves to second. It's 4-2, Red Sox. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Webb hits a pop-up towards third. Bluch settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Senators 2. The Senators will come to bat. Sam Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 3 in the game. Rice hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0 for 3 in the game. Cronin hits a fly ball into left field. Jolly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Reynolds hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Judge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judge is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Judge takes first base on ball 4. Rice moves to second. Sam West pinch hits for Aussie Bluej. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West hits a ball on the ground towards first. Watwood scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats West for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Senators 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. John Kerr now playing third base. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Jolly hits a fly ball into right field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Urbane Pickering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pickering is 0 for 3 in the game. Pickering hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Oliver hits a fly ball into left field. Harris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Rein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Pickering. The throw from Berg and he is out, Cronin applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Senators 2. The Senators will come to bat. Roy Spencer pinch hits for Mo Berg. Roy Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer hits a fly ball into left field. Jolly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Quel pinch hits for General Crowder. Joe Quel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rein scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Meyer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 4, and Washington Senators, 2. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.